From JMI Wealth, welcome to Tuesday, Andrew Kelleher.
Yeah, good morning, mate.
So you're very downbeat yesterday on the manufacturing services, a little bit better?
Services are a little bit better, Mike. Actually, before I kick off, just a Boris Johnson comment. Do you think old Boris might be starting to find that there's going to be all these pesky details that are going to get in the way of his...
It's a funny thing, isn't it? I mean, there will be details, but I don't know how you can avoid them. But I think he's playing the old bluff game, isn't he?
Let's talk about services. I was a little bit... Last week, we got the Purchasing Managers Index, and I talked about that yesterday. It was a bit grim. Echoed weak manufacturing data. We're seeing all over the world, really. But there's a second part of this series called the Performance of Services Index. It's also put out by the BNZ in conjunction with Business New Zealand. Now, one of the global themes at the moment is we've got these weak numbers coming out of the manufacturing sector, but economically, at least, the services sector is sort of holding up pretty well and supported by robust employment. And I was a bit concerned yesterday over the PMI numbers, particularly the employment sub-index, weakest since 2009. You know, that's not a great statistic. But we've kept up the global trend, Mike. The Performance of Services Index, far more positive way to start the week, really. The PSI came in at 54.7, 1.7 points higher than June. Best read on activity this year so far, actually, so go July. Long-term average is 54.4, so it's over the long-term average. And the strength there, courtesy of things like new orders, activity, sales, which is good. The employment sub-index still expanding, but it's the weak spot in this report as well, so consistent at 51.7. Look, Mike, the authors are a bit cautious about getting too excited. It's a nice counter to PMI, but they need to see the trend continue. You know, one swallow doth not a summer make and all that. So we need to see it carry on. They also combine now, to go back to what you were talking about a few minutes ago, they also combine this index with the PMI and look at the correlation of that combined index with GDP growth. And it gives you a pretty good read on GDP growth, actually, but it doesn't give you a very encouraging one. The combined index is called the PCI because, you know, we love acronyms. But it's indicating that 2% growth could be a challenge.
Yep.
And in fact, 2.5% growth could be a heroic assumption.
Exactly.
So it seems to support the RBNZ putting stimulus into the economy. But as we'll see how things pan out between now and next year. But this is indicating 2%.
Yep. Could be. I've been saying that for a while. I got a sinking feeling about it all. Global dairy, last time was a bit ugly. What do you reckon tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we've got actually sort of quiet start to the week this week. We've got plenty going on over the rest of the week. Global dairy, not so reliable futures market, which has given us some pretty dodgy reads in the past. But if we use that, that's pointing to a small fall in wholesale milk powder prices. Remember, the context here is global trade uncertainty. It's relevant, as is the China slowdown. That's relevant. The big factor, though, is we're moving into spring. We've got production ramping up. That's probably the key factor in terms of where that goes. A bit else going on over the rest of the week, Mike. We've got a few local company reports, Fletcher Building. They've been under plenty of pressure recently.
A2 will be interesting.
Sorry?
A2's supposed to be spectacular, isn't it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. But it'll give us a read on that China demand as well. Yeah. And obviously, the company's done very well. But then you've got Air New Zealand and Auckland International Airport. And we've been talking about the tourism impact and whether or not global growth slowdowns can impact on tourism. Air New Zealand, Auckland International Airport, they give us a bit of read in that. Lots of manufacturing data around the world. And then you've got Jackson Hole, Wyoming, end of the week, Mike, as well.
Is it really that time of the year again, Jackson Hole, eh?
It's that time of the year, Jackson Hole. They've got to get a better name for it, though, haven't they?
Let's go to Jackson Hole. What are the numbers?
Sea of green. Sky blue, sea of green in front of us at the moment. 26148 on the Dow Jones. Up 262 points, actually, just over 1%. The S&P 500, 2926, up 38. And the NASDAQ, 8011, up 115 points, or 1.5%. So all good over there. Kar pai. FTSE 100, 7189, up 73. The Nikkei, 20563, up 144. Storming Shanghai Composite overnight, up 2.1%, 2883. The ASX 200 gained 62 yesterday, closing at 6467, and we were up 0.44% on the NZX 50, up 47 points, 10,702. On the currencies, the Kiwi flirting with 64 cents, 0.6412. We're under 95 cents against the Aussie, 0.9473, 0.5780 euro, 0.5280 pounds, 68.31 yen. Gold just dipping under the 1,500 mark, 1498.06, and Brent crude, $59.59.
Good work, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.